Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome in on a Tuesday. We have got a jam-packed show today. We've got an update on the Michigan quarterback situation.
We have a beefy show?
We got a beefy show, according to Jeremy Otta. I'm just being serious. Have you ever heard of someone describing a contract as beefy?
No.
Between Otto's fantasy football reset yesterday and then this, I don't know, man.
He keeps us.
We may have to go to the update guy portal.
Nah, he keeps us.
Is there like an update guy from Old Dominion who wants to come to the big leagues and do some update? I mean, Otto, beefy. Come what?
On. Otto's good.
Beefy. Otto, you're fine. Beefy. That's something.
Like chunky soup.
We are also going to have a good time at 4 o'clock because there's no city in America who cares about backup quarterbacks more. Oh, good. We got something for you. We're going to show you just how ridiculous this is. But what we should start with, Rico Beard, in an upcoming episode of the 5-Star Zone, you had on Tony Garcia, Free Press, and an update on the Michigan quarterback competition. And I think it's interesting. You know, yesterday there was a one-liner somewhere in here about who wins more games, Penn State or Michigan. And we all said probably Penn State. They're probably just a tick better than Michigan this year, and they don't play each other.
Right.
Usually it's an auto loss for James Franklin. People got all upset. Oh, how can you say that? You know, oh, in their feelings hard. All right. So it seems fitting today you have an update on the quarterback competition.
Yeah.
And here are your two.
No, because it got narrowed down from five. And he was like, no, it's really three. And of the three, it's really just two. Your quarterbacks for this season will either be Alex Orji, who is just a read run option type of quarterback, or Davis Warren.
Who?
Yes. I think he came in the 2020 class as a walk-on.
Oh, great.
He's become try-hard guy who's elevated his way, kept his head down and just worked and didn't transfer out. And yeah, because during that time, all you were hearing was Shea Patterson and Joe Milton. And then, oh, we just got this quarterback that
you know,
we took
Joe
out
Milton's
for a cheeseburger. And he could throw the ball 70 yards.
Just ask Wolverine writers.
Well,
they all still swear he's a blend of Brady, Bledsoe, Mahomes, and Josh Allen. And with a touch of Cam Newton style.
I remember people saying, back a couple of years, I'd take him right now as the first overall pick. So he could throw the ball 70 yards from his knees. I'm like, that means he's down.
So Davis Warren.
Davis Warren. Yeah.
And Alex Orji, who potentially can't throw a forward pass. So here's the question.
Jack Tuttle is the, in case of emergency, break glass because he's been there.
And he's 30.
Get this, 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 30 years old. So David is now disheveled. No, don't be. I want to ask a simple question. And it's just like off of yesterday where a number of the ticket texters were in their feelings. What is your reaction to this being your two quarterbacks? Are you more confident you're going over 8.5 or less? David is like shaking in his boots, but I know what's going to happen. You'll just say he's not a Wolverine fan because he doesn't subscribe to the cult, newsletter. But David, go ahead. I mean, I don't believe Michigan. I think they're very much an 8-4, at best 9-3 football team. I don't think they'll be bad. I don't think they'll be good. And you go, well, how can you say 8-4, 9-3 is not good? Well, when you're favored in 8 or 9 games, I mean, you kind of just basically lost any game of anybody with consequence.
Well, here's how you could also put that, Mike, for Wolverine fans. It's the same way of saying Ryan Day could be on the hot seat when he wins 90% of his game.
Right. But, David, you're not taking this news well. I don't know who you thought your quarterback was going to be. I'd love to hear about it. Like,
well, I played David a little snippet that he got to hear that the people will hear later on today when Evan finishes with it. But it broke down. If Orji is your quarterback, then yeah, a lot of read option, you know, maybe look at the one receiver and just take off and run type of thing. If it's Davis Warren, who, you know, Tom Crawford, a good friend of mutual friend of ours, has been on since all summer long, he's a JJ light. So you can kind of run the same offense with him that you ran last year, but you got to hope that your 5 offensive linemen who are all brand new actually paying out. So,
David, reaction to it. I mean, we're just having some fun with it.
Yeah, my reaction to it is exactly what I told my barber on Friday. I am worried that we don't get to 8 wins.
Oh, come on.
I'm worried that 7 is the number, and really? I've been hesitant to say this, but it's more, including the quarterback with everything else that you lost, along with trying to then find the quarterback in games, has me worried that you can end up in a situation where you lose a game that you should not have lost because that quarterback could not get you out of the situation.
All right, so let me ask this question. Maybe this is the way we can have this conversation with Michigan fans, and it'll be simplified. What is the floor for Michigan football? Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Rico had the interview. It's either going to be Davis Warren or it's either going to be Alex Orji. What's the floor for Michigan football this year? And if you care, the Vegas over-under is 8.5. What's the floor? David is establishing a floor that even I think is a little bit negative. But I'd like to know what you guys think. Again, I didn't think JJ was the greatest thing since pants with pockets. But none of us denied athletic ability. And when you spoon feed him big time throw, he can make some laser beam throws. You don't have that.
Okay. To clarify, the floor, all things being equal, you suffer no major injuries or just things happen.
No. You approach a floor where you never can bake in, like Utah last year, losing Cam Rising, losing every running back, and then Vaki had to be their starter, losing Kuthi.
Right.
You can't bake that in.
Okay.
It's just a, in your mind, non-catastrophic situation. What's the floor? A normal amount of injuries, a normal amount of turnover luck, a normal amount of projections coming true. What is the floor for Michigan football this fall?
I got to go with David. I think the floor is 7. The floor, 7-5.
Listen, we're talking through it.
And I will say this. The floor is 7. I do. But the floor is 7.
Unbelievable. I think it was rhetorical. It
allows me to go to all the different Planet Fitnesses. I think the first two games will really set the table. I mean, Fresno State is a game that everybody's just kind of shaking off like, well, we got this. Fresno State, you may win that one, but that's one where I think you're going to sweat this a lot more than you thought. You're still going to be sitting in the stands in the third quarter thinking, oh, I thought we were supposed to go on the boat for the last couple. No, we need to make sure this game is in hand. Kind of like when I think they played Air Force one year and it went down to the final few minutes and you're like, wow, this could be a problematic year. I think 7-5 only because if you get the quarterback situation right, David, then you may be looking at a 10-win team. But if you don't, that's where you start playing the or game. It's either this guy or that guy. Then you get factions in the locker room because now, you know what? You throw to the receivers, but this guy, you know, he favors these receivers or he favors low. Like, that's where the problems can come in. So I would say 7-5 floor.
All right.
See, Rico, you mentioned the one game, the first game. There's two games that I have circled here that concern me. And don't laugh at the second game that I'm going to say here. But it's at Washington. I understand they've lost a lot as well. But that is the very first road game for whoever's playing quarterback, whoever's playing on the offensive line. That is the very first road game of the season. And that part of it concerns me.
The funny thing about that, David, and I think that this stat will probably change now that you have four West Coast teams in the Big Ten, but Big Ten teams in the regular season do not fare well when they have to travel across the Mississippi River. That's just factual. That's not me being a hater. That's pretty much every school. When they go out to play in California in the regular season, or they go to Oregon, or they go to Washington, or they go to Arizona.
If Washington were any good, I would go with you. But fellas, they're juiced to the under 6.5. I mean, they're going to struggle to make a bowl game. That's a bad football team. But look, what is the floor? Rico's episode of Five Star Zone will come out later today. Full deep dive into Michigan football, Tony Garcia, the Freep. And one of the things he said is, here's the two guys that are really in competition to be starter, Alex Orji or Davis Warren. All right, that's your quarterback. I don't think anyone's going to mistake either of those guys for a second-round NFL pick, much less a first-rounder. So what's the floor? See, for me, the floor and the ceiling are all the same. Like, I believe they're either an 8 or 9-win football team. It's why I wouldn't touch their over-under.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think they'll be fine enough. I still think they got enough talent to be favored in probably 9 games.
Well, the funny thing is, Mike, we're also leaving out one other thing.
And you'll tell us about it next.
And I'll tell you about it next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.